Thanksgiving. No giving without thanks. It is important to always be thankful. There is a day that really allows us to be thankful, and it is Thursday, December 22nd. I am almost definitely certain that I am very thankful for this very day. This is the day where I can sit down, eat some delicious food, and be appreciative. School started in September. Not one moment was I relaxed and not anxious. There were so many things that I had to do. SAT, applications, and I had to worry about grades. The whole situation really stressed me out. Even video games won't save me from my anxieties. People told me to just relax, but my parents were pressuring me quite a lot. They kept telling me that if I don't get in a good high school, I won't be able to get in a good college, then I won't be able to get a good job, and etc. I was like a balloon, and people were all pumping air inside me. I could pop at any moment. When I was on the edge of blowing up into pieces, I heard something truly inspirational, something that released all the air inside of me. I heard there was a Thanksgiving break. Like Fitz said, since it is called a break, we should have no homework and relax. Relaxation was the only thing that I needed, and Thanksgiving was the best time to relax. I could always sit in front of the huge turkey on the dining table and be thankful. It's always necessary to take a moment and thank everyone around us. Take a moment and appreciate what they are doing for us and clear our minds. When I'm eating all that turkey and potatoes, I will always stay thankful and relaxed. The power of family. Sacrifice. Families are the ones who are willing to sacrifice. There's not a single other person out there that are willing to sacrifice themselves for me. They will always spend all of their hard-earned money on me without any hesitations. My parents always wanted me to be better, better than them. They gave up all they had for me just so I could receive a better education. One day my parents asked me if I wanted to go to the United States, and I was all like, sure. When I got there, I truly loved it. My parents saw my love for the country, and they knew they would want a better education for me. Later, they told me that I am going to America to go to school. I was very surprised, and my family knew that it would cost them a fortune. But little did they care, as long as I get the best. We also faced another challenge. I didn't want to be applying to any boarding schools, so there was no one to take care of me. My brave mother, without any hesitations, went with me to the United States. She was separated from my dad, but little did she care, as long as I get the best. Years and years passed by. My family always stayed by me. No matter how many things are going on, they would always give me the best. They wanted me to be better and be more successful than they would ever be. Power of passion. Inside the ring. Passions are very important. I am passionate for boxing, especially the boxing ring. It is my passion, and I will be happy to die for it. Boxing added that tiny bit of color, life, and fun in my life that's absolutely necessary to have. The ring was not only a place to beat people up or get beaten by people, it was a classroom. It taught me valuable lessons that cannot be learned from anywhere else. When I was in the ring for the first time, death and terror could be smelled from a mile away. It was me trying to fight a tough cookie who was almost double my size. The bell rang and we started to exchange blows. I tried the best to cover myself, but a few hits still managed to sneak in. And with each blow, it delivered an agonizing pain. I backed into the corner. My coach screamed in frustration. While covering my head, I tried to come up with a plan, and I was surprised how clear my mind was. I told myself that nothing will ever beat me, and facing the pain was a part of overcoming the pain. Stumbling out of the corner, I managed to push my opponent away with a few kicks. I screamed in rage and started to beat my opponent into submission with heavy blows. It was then that it came clear. I was victorious. It didn't matter how tough he was, how big he was. The only thing that mattered was to either submit or fight for freedom. This is why I love boxing. I love the ring. It's unpredictable. But my fate will always be in my hands. The ring taught me to face my worst fears. No matter what life throws at me, I should punch it right in the nose. Power of place, my fan experience. The power of a place is the power that it gives. The fan school emits so much positive energy, then sometimes I feel overwhelmed. Whenever I am present in the fan school, its glorious buildings of white will always remind me of the four core values: honesty, respect, empathy, and something else. What fills this place with such an indescribable amount of positivity are the people there. Friends would always help each other and share with each other. When I'm depressed, my friends would comfort me. And when I'm hungry, people would give their food to me. They would always show empathy and be respectful. Once in the 8th grade, I felt really depressed because my parents are giving away my dog, Mac. When I went to school, my friends saw how sad I was, and they were very supportive. Everyone in the grade was very sympathetic, and they told me the pain would go away eventually, and comforted me. My friends gave me food and candy to ease my pain, and so much positivity was shown. It really made me more positive. I began to feel better. I was really thankful to how supportive my friends were. Without them, I had no idea what was going to happen. Friends are a truly powerful place. The power of hard times, devastating pain. Physical pain can always be overcome, and I always manage to do that. The more pain I endure, the tougher they become. I had experienced many sufferings, but I would never submit to the pain. However, there was a day like no others. The pain was so devastating, I have not yet recovered. Me facing the torture was as hard as wrestling fits on a slippery rock. I would not let any torturing crack me, and would never be afraid of death. It was a cool February day 2 years ago. The wind was blowing like a frozen river flow. I got braces for the first time. Many people already told me my teeth were going to be sore, but I didn't really care that much. On the second night, I was wakened by nightmares, horror, and pain. I could not fall asleep, even if I tried to, because the braces kept waking me up. The pain was so agonizing, it caused my heart to ache. But I shall never be beaten by the pain, so I clenched my teeth and realized that it was too painful. So I clenched my fists instead. It was 2 in the morning. I looked like a mess. I went to the bathroom and splashed my face with cold water. Wet as a penguin, I looked into the mirror. Water was dripping from my face, and my hair was all messy. The sight was truly heartbreaking, what pain could do to a man's life. I slapped myself in the face as hard as I could to overcome the pain with more pain. A whole week went through, and each day was the exact same, waking up, splashing water on my face, and slapping myself. Looking in the mirror once again, I could see a red handprint on my face. The pain had stopped, and instead, I was left with beautiful, straight teeth. Traditions, Children's Day. June 1st is a very special day in China. I had some of my best memories from this day. This day was incredibly special to most kids in China because it was Children's Day. Me, for every single year in elementary school, would be looking forward to this very day. I did this not because it was a day that children were respected and recognized. It was because my parents bought me new toys every year. Even though I am no longer a child, I am a young man.
I can still vividly remember every scene on June 1st, 2012, Dalian, China. The bell finally rang. Every kid stampeded through the huge iron bar gates. The parents were waiting for them outside, all with gifts in their hands, cars, submarines, planes, transformers, anything you could think of. While all the other kids were overfilled with joy, my mom was nowhere to be found. I waited and waited. It felt like hours, maybe days, and she finally showed up. I was quickly enlightened when I heard that we were going to get some new fancy toys. We went to this ginormous mall that was in the richer area of the city. And as soon as we entered the mall, I dashed towards the toy section. I ended up getting some really expensive toy cars that were as big as my hand, just like any spoiled mommy's boy. My dad or my mom would buy me toys every June 1st, and it would always be remembered. Although I ended up losing or trading off most of my cars from my collection, they were very memorable to me. These tiny and unique cars each represented the love of my family, the love for me. We were not wealthy at all at that time, but my parents would still sacrifice their hard-earned money for my enjoyment. I really appreciated their non-conditional love for me, and will never forget about this very day of the year, June 1st.
My experience with Moby Dick has been an emotional roller coaster. At the beginning, I was really excited to read this book. You know, I knew it was going to be a challenge, but I was really excited, and I felt like it was going to be fun to read, but after the first 25 chapters, found out that the book is not really as interesting as I thought. And it's definitely challenging, but I just feel like it doesn't do a good job like grabbing the reader's attention and making you more engaged in the book. And like 50 chapters into the book, I just realized I'm not even halfway done, and then I feel like most of the energy has been drained. And I just kind of wore out. I don't want to read the book anymore. It's been a nightmare. But then, when I kept on reading the book, it still has that, like, descriptive and interesting balance, I feel like. It's done a great job, because when I kept on reading, some chapters just kept me going. Like, those are the only chapters that kept me amused. For example, the first time I saw Moby Dick, I feel like that was a really interesting chapter. Because the two chapters before that, it had a whole thing about cetology, which was entirely pointless and irrelevant. I don't know what the point was. It was one of the longest chapters ever. But then they had Moby Dick show up, which I just found really interesting. And, like, I can feel the excitement, and I really got excited myself. So, yeah, great job, Herman. So I kept on reading the book. I mean, I had to, but it was okay. When it got to the last 20 chapters, that's when things started to get interesting. This is when all the descriptions and details really came into use. I was filled with happiness, but I was so nervous at the same time when they finally met Moby Dick. It was just a great time. And then it was just sad to see everyone die, except for Ishmael, of course, because, you know, I've really grown used to all the characters and how that feel. I feel like I had a connection with them, so it really made me sad. So yeah, great book overall.
Just another day. Sometimes it's best not to think about anything. When I was given the task of writing a paragraph while outside observing the signs of spring, I was in absolute despair for several hours. After some deep thoughts, I decided to grab my iPad and experience nature. The Fresh Pond Park was the only park around, so I took a nice stroll around the lake inside of that park. The New England weather, however, was not favorable at all. Raindrops the size of peas started to fall from the sky, and I had to dash back to my house. By the time I got back, I was absolutely soaked, and my day was absolutely ruined. However, I was not ready to give up just yet.
Instead of going outside, I decided to inspect the nature from the inside of my house. I sat in front of the window of my room, overlooking the road. The rain continued to fall from the thick and dense clouds as I looked outside the window in search of any signs of spring. However, my search was in vain. I spied no blossoming flowers, no green grass fields, and no leaves on any trees. It seemed like a waste of time, but I was fortunate and happy to finally clear my head. My mood was not ruined by the rain, but I finished my assignment instead. B-Day is the best day. Bio is the best way. I come to class depressed, but I leave relaxed. Mr. Duane likes to teach. Sometimes he gives a speech. Before experiment, we have to listen to a boring introduction that needs to be shortened. It was about time to start working. 24/7, I'm grinding. When it's difficult, I get myself some friends, and they offer to reduce my workload. After all is done, we had to clean up. Don't need reminders because we can take care of ourselves. A day's work is a day's work. Too bad A day doesn't require any effort. C day makes me hyped. Don't need to do any math homework because I have study hall right before. Finn is such a lit place. After I leave, I'll go to space.